Kuf Kaf Gimel Mar Aleph. Itan Reb Chiya is about 12 lines down in the Gemara. Itan Reb Chiya Bar Abba Omer Reb Yochanan. Kurdes Shel Zehovim Shanino. So the Mishnah says the hammer, we're talking about a hammer which is used by the gold workers, people which work with gold, goldsmiths. It was a hammer which was used to smash psamim, crush spices. So mandam the psamim, if the psamim one, koshkin is a hoven. Psamim one is want to use it to you don't want anything else mixed into it because there's an effect the smell of the psamim. So the level of hakpada, of not using it for something else, is greater. If you're allowing even that to use, we're saying it's not considered muksa because you are going to allow it to use other purposes. It's not like a case of muksa nachlasasan kis. So if psamim is permitted, acceptable, then obviously the one of zahavim is acceptable. Ma'adam b'shal zahavim, I would have psamim kapit alav. But the one who says of the goldsmiths, but the case of the woman used for psalm, the person would be knocked on and not used. See Rashi. Kodesh al Zahavim, Api should the cup at a lake south, even though he's a little bit knocked on it, it has to be smooth. The Rari Tassin to bang out the pieces of gold into flat plates. You can fix it up by banging it, shemak al set it onto the anvil. Shulamakzulay, he's not makr b'dafkin only to use it for that purpose. The kolshkein shalshar nefachim, and obviously a regular blacksmith, the hakpada is much less. Kirabba, like Rabba said before, that's acceptable. So he's saying a chiddush even shel shahavim. Psamim is lishlik, which is used to grind it to crush it. Kapar alay shalay yimars, he doesn't want to come. It should come me is because they have other things on the head of it that he doesn't want. As a kushan sakarker, so the Mishnah said, you can use the kushan sakarker to stab into a berry and pick it up and eat it. Tanur Rabbanan. Paga is a fig which has not fully ripened, and what they would do was in order to ripen it, they would put it back into the ground. Put it back under something. Should some of the tavern, so you could because the warmth would help it ripen. So you would be tavern it. You would hide it under tavern, under straw. Or becharora shatamim we call them. There was a type of a cracker, which they would bake directly in the coals, and some of the coals were on top of it. See imagulam miksasa. If they're partially visible, you can grab it and pull it out. So if it's not, you have no place to grab them. So it's also the taltla. You can't move them. So Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoy, no, even though they're covered totally with these other things, so in a certain sense, these things are on top of them. But you could stick something in through there, which is moving the items on top. I mean, that's sad. Your command isn't to move the straw or the gecholim. You can then puncture it and pull it out, and the other things fall off. So the more says, remember the suburb benachem tiltum in atzad doshmi tiltum. Even though there's this indirect movement, tiltum in atzad is indirect movement. He holds that's not considered the problem of tiltum muksa, but the Bahamur Rav Nachman seems to indicate in a different place that tiltum in atzad is considered a form of tiltum muksa and it's going to be prohibited. Bahamur Rav Nachman, didn't Rav Nachman say hi pugla? Pugla is like a radish, again, which had been detached on the ground, and then you went to keep it fresh, you stuck it back into the ground. So it's not attached anymore. There's no malacha involved in removing it. You have a problem moving the earth, the dirt which is on top of it. So the shape of a radish, it's larger on top than it is on the bottom. So milamala lamata, sure, if you stick it in with the upper part up, so when you pull it, so as you're pulling it out, there, it's not totally submerged. So you pull it out, you're not moving any dirt. The upper part is the largest area, and the lower part is the smaller area. So there's you're not moving any dirt. But mimata lamala, if you stuck it in upside down, so you pull on the bottom part and pull it out, as you're doing that, the larger part, which has been partially covered by dirt, will now move the dirt. So he says that's osur. So because tiltum in atzad is osur. So even though it's indirect movement, but this action is clearly going to move the dirt, which is boksa, it's osur. So Mora says no. Hadarbei Reb Nachman Ahi. Reb Nachman changed his mind from that halacha, and he said that tiltum in atzad is permitted. And you would assume over here that the tennis brisa, it comes out that the Tanakama, let's see Rashi. Where's the Tanakama stand on that? Paga. Tanish Labishna called Tsarcha. It's a unripe fig. Determined Batavan his bashal, and you would put it under something to warm it up, that it should ripen. For example, Batavan Muksa Havi Latit, and straw is Muksa for the purpose of using it, was mixed into tit. Into your mortar. To mix into mud to make bricks. In the Gulam Exhaust, Shayachal Oysa B'Mokamagul, you can take hold of it, and the part which is visible. Rashi says, I feel a tiltum in atzad leka, that gains a case, it's not even tiltum in atzad. How is that? Shein Tzarech L'Hagbiya HaTevin, you don't even have to move the Tevin at all. Elamabiya Mokam Hamagula, so the fact that it's going to fall down afterwards, that's not called tiltum in atzad, Rashi is saying. It's if you can just like sort of like gently slip it out, as opposed to like lifting it up by pulling the thing up, you could theoretically pull it up like this and then, you know, out. So meanwhile, you're moving, picking the thing up. I'm not picking it up, I just pull it out and it falls down by itself. That's not even tiltum in atzad, Rashi holds. There was problems with that. Okay. Pugla is snoyin a radish, tolush, which has been detached. Shitmina boris, when it's galarosha, he put it into the ground, and now it's, but the top part is still visible. Minamala lamata shori. If all you ha'elyon shalom, the upper part is lamala, is facing up. Vakotzer, the smaller part is lamata below. Kshushu sholfa, he pulls it out. Kholtza, me'elyon shalom, batata, he pulls out the top first, shalom. Vareicha, but snoyin lamala. That's the greater width of the radishes above. Mutter deleka tiltul offer klal shereinin skala rosha. The upper part was visible. You're not moving any dirt. Melamata lamala also shemezes offer. He's moving dirt. The fisha haguma kitzar melamala, because the area you put it into, the guma, the indentation that you made in the ground, you stuck it in. The dirt eventually moves over on top of the larger upper parts. The greater width is below. He's not directly holding it, but as he pulls it up, it's going to lift up that dirt. So Rabbi Nachman said that was Osir. So Mar says he was closer than that. So the Iker halacha on that is tiltum in atzad that's tarked over hamutter is mutter, tiltum in atzad that's tarked over osur is osur. So it's not totally a non-act of tiltal. I'm doing it, but you know, someone says, well, it's you're doing it in a shinoi, etc. It's an indirect act. Some the tarked over hamutter, if the item you're moving, which is causing the tiltal, is a dover hamutter itself. If I want to move the tiltum in atzad for the item itself, the muksa item itself, I want to move him in atzad, I can't. As opposed to tiltum bagufa, which we'll see later on, tiltum bagufa is totally mutter, like except for like the chazanish, like Mishnah Berurah, like the Morgan Aram Taz and Mishnah Berurah, it's mutter. According to chazanish, it's also, you know, but about having a big argument. That tiltum bagufa is a different concept. Here he's moving it with his hands, So it's called, it's an act of tilta, but it's not, it's indirect. Okay. Machas hayal b'tabar koitz. So the Mishnah said that the person would take a regular sized needle for the purpose of removing a splinter. That was mutter. Shalch le rava b'rei de rava b'rav Yosef. Yilamdeinu rabbeinu. Machat shenitol charora yuksa mahu. A needle which has lost either its eye, the charora is its eye, or uksa or its point. What halach does it have? Is it considered muksa? It's no longer a kli, so it's not a kli anymore. So it's not functional. It's muksa. From what leads into it, we have a right from our Mishnah. Machash hayad l'tibosa koitz. You can use it to remove the splinter. Chima ichvus leil koitz ben nakuva ben shena nakuva. Even though it loses it, the eye of the needle, it would still be usable. So you see that it remained its status of being a kli. Retain it as being a kli. And therefore it's mutter to move on Shabbos. Eisvei. So the more asks a question. Macha shenitzel charora uksa, Mishnah and Caleb. A macha which has lost either its eye or its point is to her is no longer considered a kli and it's no longer makabel tumba. So that was, I'm not sure who asked the question, but Abaya says to whoever asked the question, Tuma a Shabbos Kermisa, you're asking a question about Tuma to Shabbos? Tuma a kli maisa binan, but you need kli maisa. It's not considered kli maisa anymore. Then its function is no longer functional. In Shabbos, media to chazi binan, as long as it's usable in some way, that's acceptable. It's usable for taking out a kurtz. So Abaya says, Amarava, no. Manda kamoisiv, shabra kamoisiv. Rabbi says the one who asked the question was asking a good question. Midalinya tuma lav manahu. Linya shabbos nami lav manahu. It's not a kli. It's not a kli. I don't see the difference. Now, so according to Rabbi, the Morris didn't give an answer. It means he held to differ that Rabbi Yosef's point is incorrect. That's it. You know, Abaya says that Rabbi Yosef is correct, and the two points are different. Meisvei, Ma'ache ben Nakuva ben Sheina Nakuva, Mutal Tatala b'Shabbos, Lo Yomer Nakuva Ela Linyan Tuma Bovat. So this is a Tosefta in Kalim. It says that the Gabi Shabbos. Lack of having a nekev is irrelevant. The gabi tuma, it's only considered tame if it has a hole. So clearly you were differentiating between Shabbos and tuma. So tergama Abaya aliva de Rava. So Abaya explains that the Rava would answer this question in the following way: begol mi askinan. So we're talking about not once it's been made a kli and it lost its hole. We're talking about as he's making the kli, the chaskila, the beginning, and they have not put the eye in yet. So the locha by hilus tuma, a kli which has not been nigra malachto, the process has not been completed of making it into a kli, is not makabel tuma yet. So that's what the receptor is saying, that it's not makabel tuma. But even so, the Gabi Shabbos, the Tosefta is telling us that you're allowed to move it because right now you could use it to move a kutz, to take out a kutz. So therefore, even though the process has not been completed, the Gabi Tumah is not considered a kli yet, the Gabi Shabbos it's a kli. But once it's been a kli, let's read something more. Why? So the Gabi Shabbos, you know, you since you could use it as such, that's considered enough to be considered a kli. So once it's been used, it has an eye, and then it's broken. The standard procedure is usually Adam Zarek Lebenet Grutos. People just throw it by the broken pieces of metal. Therefore, it's Mevatel Shem Kli from it, even the Gabi Shabbos, according to Rava. So Bai explains Rava's opinion. Okay, to Rashi. Charor is charshala, it's whole. Uksa is point, it's point. Ma'al tatla mi botul teres kli mi no oiloi. Does it lose its kli? Sabai says, yeah. Kli ma'isa, shemaisa shaloi kayim. By tumah you need, its function should still be there. Fine. Mle'omer nekuva, The yoyis teres kli aleha yoyis mishen nekuv. The only difference between when it has an eye or not an eye, elin yituma, that regards to tuma. The Shabbos is no difference. So chadaita the nitzel kachar shaloka amar tuma, in case it lost the eye. The yituma bato shem kli mino, but tiltul shori gabi tuma it's ois, but the gabi tiltul it's permitted. The verse is no, but golmi. Golmi machtin ha'im desli nokib. It's they're ready. They're incomplete. Lashon garel was incomplete. Incomplete needles, which are ready. They're waiting to get their eyes put in. The nekuba nigmar malachto. Shenin nekuba and a nigmar malachto. It's not completed. Helian tumah. Who do I have a kli? It's not a kli. They got be tumah. But until to shari the chazir lekoyt, you can use the koyt. The mimnach will knock of like sometimes person leaves it as such. So now it does seem to indicate, even according to the Mor says it, even the Gabi Shabbos, if you would never leave, just use it as such, you'd always would put a hole in it. Even theoretically, you could use it, but the Gabi Shabbos also you have not made it into a kli yet, and you couldn't use it for that either on Shabbos. But since sometimes you might leave it as such, that's considered therefore a significant. It's within the realm of a person's mind of usage. It's not totally divorced from his realm of usage. It doesn't get a din of mukhs. Otherwise, it's like there was a haksav yadayim by taking the metal, making it into a piece which was to be made into a needle, and you've not put the eye in yet, and nobody ever uses it like that. So if that's an act of being maksav yadayim. I'm pushing it away. I'm not going to use it as such until I put the eye in, so I can't use it yet. Grutos, shiri matkas, where broken metal is put. Adam zarka leben grutos, bato shem kli minos. The person throws it out, and that's it. Okay. Next piece of Gemara is interesting thought process. Asuba yunuka. So after the baby is born, sometimes, like the different limbs are not exactly perfectly placed where they're supposed to be. You have to like sort of like click them into place, smooth them out, and straighten them out. So you suba yeluka. Rav Nachman osir. Rav Sheshir sorry. Rav Nachman says it's osir. It's a form of tikkun. You're being a sock in the person. And Rav Sheshir says it's mutter. Where do I get this idea that it's also to do this? We'll see why it's over here in the Amar Beis. Like, why is it here? And Oysen Apiktoizen B'Shabbos. So Apiktoizen was a person would take an emetic, which would cause him to vomit. Something which caused the person to vomit. It's called an emetic. So a person can't take that on Shabbos. Now, Rashi says, we're not talking about a case for the purpose of refuah, because that would go into the regular dinner of Shechichas HaMamonim, and what's the chiddush of it? So, in the case of a person Mamonim, the person was sick enough that that would be mutter, because which is chalo, chalo goof, is mutter to take medications, and if not, so we know that it's also. Now, the case was a person that used to do it for the purpose of being able to gorge himself. It was, you know, they were bulimia is not a brand. It's not a new idea. The Romans used to do this. So you can't do it on Shabbos. Why? It's a form of tikkun because you're making yourself able to hold more food. It's a form of tikkun, as Rav Nachman says. So that's why it's a tzotzer. So the same thing over here, straightening out the limbs is the same problem. Eating is also fixing up a person. Theoretically, if you don't eat, you know, you don't really function so well. So why isn't eating terrorism? But that's, you know, within what's the normal process of a person, that's mutter. So part of the normal process of a child is to straighten them out. You know, that's not considered tikkun. Where do I get my source from? You ought to take out a splinter. Okay, which we're not dealing with it as refuah because it's not normally dealt with through taking medication. And the whole reason why refuah is also is because you might come to grind herbs, something which is not dealt with by taking medications. doesn't go into gzeiros before. If the normal way you deal with this is not by taking medication, so you're allowed to do this other process. If the normal way of dealing with it is taking medication, you can't do another process either, because the gzeiros, you might take the medication still, that goes into the refuah. But why don't you say, listen, yeah, but there's still a tikkun aspect. You know, you're fixing the person up. Tara said, that's not called tikkun. So Nachman says, hasam pocket, hachal and pocket. Over there, it's clearly independent of the person. There's the person and there's the kites. Whereas over here, you're rearranging the person's limbs. That's more like a mice of tikkun. You're wondering how the Mor is going to tie it into our mission, right? See Rashi. Simi Yanuka. Lahaklik Sederei, bottom, the second last line. Lahaklik Sederei Vorov. He smooths out the limbs. Kishu Nerlid. Evorov means parkim. The limbs pull apart. Mitzrachal Yashin, you have to settle them. Osir. The Domi Lid Misakin. It's like a tikkun. Afik Toysim. The word apik, Rashi, more so later on, it's a contraction of three words. Apik is to take out. Zon is food, and tvi means something like this, means too much. To take out too much food. Lahaki, to vomit. Shoyse mashkim would take a drink. Umaki would cause the person to vomit. Lahav refuah, it's not the case of refuah. Lahorik, es meyob, tempting his stomach. Shiuchal lecho, belishtos hayoim harbi. Once eat more, termin in perik chavis. There's no refu involved in it, so it doesn't go into the xera of grinding herbs. The halav the refuah he also mishum the mesakim gavra. Okay, so Rav Shesha says hacha urchei v'reu kamisha machilo mashke. It was like giving a person to eat a drink. So Rishisha says, if you're some way fixing the person, as long as it doesn't go into the gzeres refua, because there's no herbs involved in it, it's mutter. So Rachman says, pocket. It's not part of the person. It's just placed there. Therefore, it's not considered a tikkun. You fix the person. So that's like you're rearranging a kli. So over here you're rearranging the body. So you're putting the pieces in place in a kli. You put the pieces in place in the body. That's a problem. The rule is that Nachman Rishayshus, Pasan like Rishayshus be Suri or Nachman Bedini. Nachum was a dayan. Kedidimamnas, we use the pasuk of Nachman against Rishayshus. The Assyrian pasuk of Rishayshus. That's the Mishnah. Kodesh Zaysim. They would use this type of a stick to measure. You would gather the Zaysim together into a large container, and you let them sit, and they would warm up, etc. And as they warm up, they get to the point where they're ready to be crushed, and take out the oil. So the kana was used to stir it around and move it around. It was also used to test to see how the oil which is coming out, how what it looks like. If it has a knot towards the top, so then it has a place where it could actually hold some liquid. It's not a you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. We'll do the Moran, we'll do Rashi. Why is it Mekabal Tuma? Should the Kliyetsu and a Mekabal Tuma? It's not made to hold anything, so the Kesher is there, it doesn't really hold anything, so it's still considered Pshut the Kliyetsu. Because it's not Mekabal Tuma. My time of Duma the Sak, but you know, it has to be comparable to Sak. By H, it has to be comparable to the Sak, which is made to hold something. It's more answer. Tana Mishmeh Durim Nechemya. So if there's a kesher there which holds a little bit of oil, so while you're stirring around the zaysim, you pull it out, you would look at the oil which is being held in that little depression to see how well it's doing. So it's made to be makabal something, it's made to hold something, and therefore it would be makabal tzuma. Kanasho zaysim, zakrashi, la'achar misikosan, after you harvest them. Sarva b'matan. You would gather them in this matan, this large kli called a matan. With shmonan misasa b'sechan, the oil would gather inside of them, in the olives. Menorah Lotzei says it becomes easier to come out when you press them. He has a stick, to turn them around, to see if they've fully heated up. Then he takes them to the base of bad to press. If you have a reed, there's the pekak over there, the knot you have in the bamboo. What do you call those? The not called knot. They're called the joint. What is it? Bamboo. Yeah. Whatever they're called. Kabotum, the klihu, the fish avaroshu. It's a little bit thick at the end and can hold something. Mimlav loydomer the klihu. Mimarma farashnu. For my kiyesh bar kesher baroshu. It's thicker at the end. He nami the kesher mashu leimono. See when you tell me, well, now it's like a kli, but okay, fine. But pshuta kliyetsu shafilu cholohu. Even if it has a hollow in it, ain cholohu also the kabel klum. It's not made to hold anything, so it still has a little pshuta kliyets. So Morris says no. Hefcha v'roya. But halal rosh. After you take it out, you would look at the hollow where the end is. Shemishtar b'sham. Some oil would remain there. Ayirei shehu pakuk b'kasher. Because it has that joint there, it'll remain min hashem and hazav min hazaisim from the oil which flows out of the zaisim. But if he'll check it, im higiu leetzor, it's time to be pressed. Mizuhi loy le kabola bechalashalot, it's holding something in there. Vim lav shein kesher barosh, it doesn't have a knot there, and hashem and nirei sham, so the oil doesn't, you can't really visualize the oil there well, even though obviously there's some amount of oil which it sticks to the. To the rod, obviously, but that's not enough to really get a good to visualize it well. The Nishan Apokup doesn't have this knot there which holds it. So it doesn't have a knot at the end. So it's the hollow is total. So while there's deep down in there, there's some liquid that doesn't help me. Hilalav Kabalhu. Also, it's not made to really to hold it inside. I'm sure the cleats. But it's a kli because you use it to stir, so to move things around. So the gabi shel Shabbos, it's a kli. The gabi hilus tuma, kli is not enough. It has to be a kli eitz, which is made l'kav. Okay. So the mission. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol hakel min tolan, kutzim in a meser agadol v'yosei shemak reishu. All kalim, you're allowed to move them. Kalim in general, you're allowed to move, except for kalim which you're makbid not to use for something else. And since you're miyachid makbid them and you're miyachid mokim, so you're not using them for anything else. They are also to move, and that's the concept of muktzim achmas hasar and kis. So Rashi, what a meser gadol. It's a large type of saw. It's a large kli made like a knife. Which is like looks like it's the front of the plow. You have this like knife there, which is used to like cut into the earth to make the charitz. Telemann is the furrow, so it makes. I don't know exactly what it looks like, but where it is in the plow, it's either in the front or the back. It sounds like it should be in the front. Kultur balaz, tanach kapit olayu. People are makron these things. They want them miyachadu mokum. You set them aside versus a place. You will not use it for something else. So Rahman says that this list in the Mishnah is not exhaustive, and he's going to give you a few examples of other things which will go into the halacha of the Mishnah. That Amr Nachman, Hai Uchlo de Katsri, Ki Yasa Shamak Resha Dam. So it's the washer people, the washermen, they would use it to, it was like a sieve type of a thing which they would use to pour water over the baggage to sort of freshen it up, etc. Or to do the megamer, Rashi was they would use to burn incense under it and put a nice smell into the clothing. So the kli, which would sort of like hold the baggage with holes in it, it would hold the bag with the holes, and you put that thing beneath it. So that was ukhla the katsri. People are, they're not going to use it for anything else. You don't want to make the bag dirty, etc. So it's like Yosef Shemach Resha, and it's going to be Muktzah Machos Chasar and Kiss. And Rabbi Churba the Ushkapi, the knife that the Ushkapi are the leather workers, Sakita the Ashkavta, the knife that the butchers use when they're cutting their meats, and Mechatzina the Nagri, and the blacksmith's Chatzina, which I'm not sure exactly what the Rashi says, some French word for it. So these are things, they will not use it for other purposes. Ketzi Rashi. Uchal l'katzri. Clean the chayshis, also can nap. It's made out of the chayshis. It looks like a sieve. The cup with a lot of holes. Who shall kaipsim was used by the washerman. When they put it on top of the begadim, mazalef by mayim aleim, and then they would pour water over it. They put water in and swish it around, would come out more gently than just pouring water on it. They would put the mugmer, which is this incense below. The begadim would sit on this uchla. And through the holes, it would absorb the smell. The knife of the leather workers, the ritzua makers, was the knife that they used in the butcher shop to cut up the meats. Katsina is dulaira kolhadi kapit the alayo mishum the mefagmi. They would get a pagam in them. You don't want to do that. Umax will be a dayim. Halacha brings down, let's say, the sheikhet's knife. You're not using it in your kitchen. You use it for one purpose only, for shechita, because you don't want to get pagamim in it. Or ismel of the moil. Ismel of the moil is muksa, because you're not going to use the ismel for anything else but for the purpose of mila, etc. Okay. Now the Morgan introduces an interesting brice over here. Tan Rabbanan. Rishayna Haya Armim Shlosha Kelim Metolim B'Shabbos. Originally, at the time when the Morse said down bottom of the Amid, that the Nechemya saw that Klai Yisrael, when they were coming back to Bayis Sheni, was in a sorry state of Shmir Shabbos, and he felt the best way to address that is by creating limiting what a person's allowed to move. Klishal Isser, Klishal Heter, period. It creates a whole different atmosphere so that all you can do on Shabbos is basically eat and learn. You know, you're not doing anything with anything. So the more things I limit, so we'll see later on that in actual halacha, the halacha l'maisim b'zman hazeh, there's one madrega, even things which are kalim have dinim of muksa on them. Svarim and Oichlim have no din muksa on that. You can move it for any purpose. I'm just in the mood of moving, I can move it. Kalim, I'm allowed to move for a tzarech. It can be a tzarech. I can be a tzarech to protect the keli, mechamel itself. But I can move. And we'll see maybe a fork has a locha like that. It's like food. Right? But the Rosh Hashulcha deals with, you're allowed to place it and play with your spoon on Shabbos. You're moving it for no purpose. So the Mishmur seems to say it's also. Who says, no, maybe it's muzak, because that itself is called a tzarech. I like playing with something, so that's a tzarech on my goof. But we're not for that. You can't move. I can't just pick up a thing and move it over because for no purpose. That's a din muksa. So I'm creating that I'm not involved in anything else. And as they got more into it, they were permitted more and more items. The first thing he did was, b'shar yom and shlosha kelim and tolim b'shabbos, three things are allowed to be moved. Now, it's interesting, what three things did they pick? Mikser shel devela, you know, your historian would come up, you know, say, fascinating, why these three things? Why these three items must have been very commonly used, to the point they felt that these things they were going to be matter. So first one was like a knife. Rashi says you would cut your devela into pieces, to cut up a piece of devela to eat. You have it. They refer to the dry figs are called katsiyas, because it's the same word. Miksoyas, it's this knife which is used to cut the figs. Was doing a listerin, Zuma Listerine, it was a spoon which was used to take off the Zuma when you would bake, when you would cook, so a certain froth of the meat that would rise to the top, you would skim that off. That's so that they're not a spoon which is used in cooking, shakadeir of the pot, v'sakin katana shagabi shulchan, and the knife which is on the table. Hitiru because of hitiru because of hitiru. Atshavu kol hakelim tolam b'shabbos kutzin a meser agadol b'yosef shemakreishu. Then they were participated more and more and more until we got to the point that the only thing which is usher is klishim not aliyus. Mutzmachas asarin kis. So, it's a good question. Even after you have your pot cooking on Shabbos, so you needed your ladle to take it out. So it wasn't. Mamash wasn't the ladle, but basically it was the actual act of moving, skimming off the thing was probably a burr problem. But the point was that, well, that was the ladle also. So it functioned as a ladle. You can ladle out your soup. So what were these? What were these layers? My hitiru because of hitiru because of hitiru. What were the layers of het? So the first thing they came along and said, you know what? Klishim l'nata leheter, which at this point is now usur, right? Only these three things are mutter. You're now allowed to move those things. The tzarek gufay. If you want to use the item itself, you have an actual usage of the item. Then because of tiru, darvishim l'nata leheter, the tzarek makaymay. Then the next layer of heter came. I don't know, for argument's sake, a few years later, it's okay, everybody's been good boys. Now you can even move those things, the Tzarek Makayim, to get them out of the way. Then the third layer was, Hetira Dabrish Malatali Isser, the Tzarek Gufay, in the Tzarek Makayim Aloy. So the third layer of Heter was the Tzarek Gufay. There's no Heter, the Tzarek Makayim. Vidaya, and still, then it says Atsh Amru. Atsh Amru means like another layer of heter. Atsh Amru biyado achas in b'shayado b'loy. Atsh Amru kol hakelim tolam b'shav zafilu b'shtei yadayim. They permitted it to be done. Something means smaller kelim which could be used moved with one hand, as opposed to larger kelim which would need two hands to move. And then eventually they said even that is mutter. Amalei Rava. So Rava says Tabaya Michti hitiru katoni. The first layer of heter, they were matur. Because they felt, okay, now we're going to be matur. They're getting back in place. Let's be matur. Needs for Shabbos. Mali the tzarek kufay, mali the tzarek makaymay. I don't see why they should, first heter should only be tzarek kufay, not tzarek makaymay. Elam Arava, the first layer was hetir v'davar shemalata leheter. Ben the tzarek kufay, ben the tzarek makaymay. That was the first layer of heter. Because of hetir, the second layer of heter was nechama letzeil. A klisha malakta leheter, not for I need it, not that I need its place. I'm moving the klisha malakta leheter that it should be protected. Right now it's in the sun, it's going to damage the sun. I want to move the klisha malakta leheter to be safe, which that wasn't mutter until now, because it wasn't my usage. It was to protect the kli. But the klisha malakta leheter, now we're going to be mutter, you can move it mecham alitzel. Then, mechaz avitiru, dover shem malakta leheter, and again, Rabba holds the tzarku for the tzarku. Rabba holds the two things are synonymous, but in yes, mikham letzel loy. That's taka oster. Klishim not the leiser. It's not much of the term mikham letzel. Vadayin beadam echad in mishtem beadam loy. So Rava then ratchets it up the next layer. Rava says they were matter. Even two hands was okay, but two it was. You need two people to move with that knot. Ashamu no kol akelim tol b'shab is a filu mishtem beadam except for the messer of gadol etc. Let's see Rashi. Humo kelim v'suloi, only three kelim. V'kamon rekumirin, and the more later explain later on, the b'mechet t'chemim ben chakaya b'bayasheni gozu al tiltul kol hakelim. They made a gzera, all mukses, all kelim are also to move. K'dei ligdur geder l'hakram b'yisuri Shabbos, and they show you mekilim bo. They needed to reinstate the people's attitude toward Shabbos. Miksoya izmo shemechatim b'devela, the knife that you used to cut off from the cake of figs to eat. Yaseo b'mikzos, m'tagamin and b'izmalehon. So you see the word izmal is referred to as, mikzos is referred to as an izmal. Okay. Yizuma listerin, kaf kadela shemasagam by zuma shal kadera. You would move to the side the zuma, the froth which comes at the top of the pot. Knife you use to cut your bread, your meat, your food, etc. The honey, the deer, and the tashvis, they were constantly used. They didn't ask for those things. Hitira oid, kishiro, shechazel, lehizor, ksas, bisur, Shabbos. Shabbos was getting better because they were matter more. Because of itiru, kishinizor, yoser. Because of itiru, and they kept being mat, as they got more back into it, they were matter more things. Coming before Shemai, Kulu, Hanachatir, what are the stages? Achamru, oid, chaz of itiru, esakol, Asher Amar Kol Nitalim B'Shabbos Chutzin Metzor Gadol. So first layer was according to Baya Tiru the Talta Davar Sheikir Malachta B'Chol is Leheter the Davar Mutter B'Shabbos. Say Ramata Tiru the Talta Letzar Kufay. In Hutzich Lishtamish B'Kufa Kli. You need to use the item itself. Abaloi Mishum Shehutzich L'Mekaymer. That's the first layer of Heter. Because the Tiru has Elu Letzar Mekaymer. Then the next Heter was according to Baya Letzar Mekaymer. Because the Tiru Af Mishum Malachta Leister. I'm using this kli, which its main function is iser, for a purpose of het. But according to the Bible, they're not mutter l'tzarech mekayma. Kol hakelim halalu, shemarnu, everything is mutter. Chutz min ha'meser ha'gadol, l'shori lo l'tzarech gufay, lo l'tzarech mekayma. Okay. By the matar tzachi, hodr be legabi rabba, the omer leal kurnish on the fachim mishaninu, the domash malatal yitzir, shor lutzar kufa. We had before that Abaya seemed to wonder if there's a heter even lutzar kufa. But he did accept that statement that Rabba said that that's going to be mutter, right? Because Abaya asked if there's, from Aducha, if there's a heter bechlal of moving it. And the answer that was from the Chemia, but in general we do hold the klishim latal yisur the tzar gufay is mutter. So now Abai is accepting the answer that his Rebbe gave him, and he's explaining this bright along those lines. Amar Rabbi Michti the tzar etiru b'ham rishon they were mutter because you have a need. So mali gufay mali mekayma tavai with tzar nido. So the first hetter was tzar gufay tzar mekayma. The second hetter was mekayma. Seil shein the tzar loy aksha v'lo gufay v'lo mekayma. I don't need it. Elachosulav he's worried about the kli. He doesn't want it to get damaged in the break in the sun. A large kli can be moved, depending what it is. A kli shalatal heter has its heter, a kli shalatal iser has its heter. Okay. Eisei. Abaya, it's Abaya. Meducha, im yesh b'shum metalton nesa, v'im lav, ein metalton nesa. So, if it has shum, you can move it, if not, not. Now, according to Abaya, so, you can't move it with the tzarech mekayma. So, but if it, there's shum inside, you could. Meducha is klishim not to leisur. But according to Rava, what does it mean you can't move it? You can move it with the tzarech mekayma. The verse says, hacham eskin and mecham aletzel. You can't move it, mecham aletzel. Esve shavin shim katzav lo baser. We had the four manalov. Also the taltaloi. Once you use it, you can't move it. So according to Baya, you can't move the tzarech mekaymai. Hachanami chama letzel. That's your Rashi. Ematalton is one Rashi. Mishlam ledidi ematalton is solid tzarech mekaymai kamer. El didach amai. Why can't you move it? The more answer, you can't move it. You cannot move it. Mechama letzel. Okay.